This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's the best thing since whoopee cushion, or maybe the Flowbee. Writer and comedian, host of Michael Loftus Live on Fox Nation, Michael Loftus. She's so bubbly, she'll give you the hiccups. Fox News, there you go. Fox News contributor and host of Crimes That Changed America on Fox Nation, Emily Campagno. And she's so southern, her blood type is mint julep. Sitting in for Kat Tim, Fox Business Network anchor, Dagan McDowell. And Boulder, Colorado was named after his biceps. Host of Nuff Said on Fox Nation, that is Tyrus. Welcome to you all. As I mentioned, Greg will be back next week. We all want him back. I want to watch. What do you make this week, Tyrus, of if you're a conservative or a Trump supporter today in this universe, are you done?
Oh, I'm clearly neither of those. So
play the role.
Listen, I gotta be honest with you. I have been back and forth with this whole Twitter thing, because when they took out the president's Twitter account, they took out my 2 million liked vote joke. And so I am keeping it. And you know where it says pinned?
Yes.
It says no content. It's still mine. 2 million people said, ha ha, your joke was funny. And I said, thank you, Mr. President. Now, my part's on there, but they took away the 2 million and the president. So I'm
if that moment is deleted, did it ever happen?
No, it happened.
Okay.
I had snapshots and a tattoo on my shoulder. It happened. But the point is, what I really thought about it at that moment, I said, is it ever going to get any better for this for me on social media that the president of the United States laughed at a joke of mine and stole it and posted it on Twitter? No. So after that, I kind of took my social media hat off and moved on, and I think this is a good thing for us. They're going to come after everyone with an idea. So why don't we beat them before they kick you off? Walk away. The president could still talk to us. He's got that awesome press conference room. He needs to start 3 in the morning. He got 6 days left. Wake everybody up. 4 in the morning, I was watching a mystery, and I can't figure it out. Anybody got any clues? Anyone in clues? The press will haul ass. They'll haul ass. So, Murder, She Wrote. Did she do it? Because I feel like she always, you know, like, have fun with it. If we just all, we don't need social media. We really don't. And I literally could prove it. I'd be willing to be dropped off in the middle of the wilderness somewhere for like 6 months. And I guarantee you, when I come back, the first thing you'll hear me say is, what would I miss on Snapchat?
Said nobody ever.
We need to walk away from this.
I think you were in my head earlier this week when I walked away from Twitter. It's not even.
Well, because I remember supporting you because they were mad at you too. Didn't they slap you?
They blocked me a while before. Yeah, we've all been blocked. But Emily, what if they can do this to the President of the United States, doesn't it signal, you know, to Tyrus's point, they can do it to anybody at any time?
Absolutely. And that's why actually a lot of foreign leaders have come out that weren't necessarily in Trump's court to begin with, but have expressed their surprise and shock and the fact that this is scary in concept. And legally, you know, AWS's argument is essentially saying, well, look, nothing in the operating agreement compels us to let you do this, right? And they say, you breached our contract because, well, we kept saying you, look, moderate your content, you didn't do it. And then obviously Parler is saying, you've breached contract with us. Mm-hmm. We did moderate our content and you still banned us. And also you are violating the anti-Sherman or the Sherman Act with the antitrust arguments, right? So it's sort of going back and forth. I think it'll be interesting to see it play out in the courts. But conceptually speaking, I think what sort of kills me about Jack's comments and then furthered by what he's been tweeting out is the fact that he says, as if this is the first time he says, you know, online speech clearly leads to offline harm.
He's just figuring that out.
Right. I mean, and there have been so many categories that have literally ripped our society apart. teen dying by suicide, cyberbullying, sex trafficking, revenge porn. I mean, it can go on.
It can, and it could go on any platform, and the double standard is evident right now. They choose to go at Parler. I got to ask you, though, Michael, do you think, does Jack hate having so much power? I mean, he seems so sad about it.
He's crazy with power. And why are we even acting surprised that he's been duplicitous? Right? Of course, it starts with Trump and then it goes to everybody. I could have told you he was lying when he wouldn't give us an edit button. Remember that? How many years on Twitter? Just like, let me edit the tweet. No, we can't do it. It's beyond us. He says he's not celebrating Trump being gone, but you know he is. You know he's in. He's on the beach naked with the bongos doing the old Matthew McConaughey. I don't like it. And I don't like a fair fight. And I don't like it when they say, okay, if you don't like it, make your own social media platform. So they come up with Parler and like, no, don't do that. It's like, we're going to be banned from drawing with sticks soon, right? And they've got Trump banned from flipping TikTok. What is he? Is he doing?
Pinterest, too.
Right? Yeah. Are there hate-based dance videos that Trump's putting out? Is he dabbing for MAGA? I don't know what's going on anymore. I'm naked.
And you're naked. That's a second outdoor reference, by the way. You've been watching Dropped Off and Alone. You're naked and afraid now. You guys just spend a lot of time watching TV.
I need draws. I need to be, that's too much being naked.
Dagan, is this a free speech thing? Is it an antitrust thing? What is this about?
It's all of that, because Twitter is like itty bitty teeny weeny tech. It's not big tech. Big tech is Amazon, Apple, Google, and Facebook. And it was Amazon, Apple, and Google that decided not just to censor some voices, not just to silence some politicians and conservatives. They shut down an entire company. They pull the plug on it because those four companies control roughly 90% of the internet. You run a conservative website and you publish articles. You saw what NBC News tried to do to the Federalist just a few months ago. Make Google pull the Federalist off its ad platform. Your business dries up if that happens. And when you have these large tech companies, monopolies, 3 months ago, the Democrats were worried about these monopolies, about the impact on our economy, on our society. But not now, because now they're doing the bidding of those very Democrats, whose campaigns they funded. They're acting out of the interest of their own employees who are left wing.
Correct.
And they're acting on behalf of, government.
Yep.
So then it becomes a First Amendment issue. Then it becomes unconstitutional. It's going to take somebody to step up and do something about it. They want the left complete compliance in what they believe. So I was going to wear my Tax the Rich T-shirt. But, you know,
that would be good for your employment.
Ban internal combustion engines, and then compliment Nancy Pelosi on how she doesn't look. She looks 65.
That would go great. I'm going to cut you off right there.
The work is great, but it won't. You know what? Because eventually they will come for you. You need to stand up for even speech that you hate.
She doesn't look a day over 105. Stop it.
All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
The Will Cain Show is now dropping 5 episodes a week. Join Fox and Friends weekend host Will Cain as he tackles the latest headlines from his unique perspective, along with thought-provoking interviews with leading figures and live calls from viewers and listeners. Listen wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Well, this rich nerd forgot his password. This week, this guy, Stefan Thomas, a German programmer living in San Francisco, let the whole world know he's got a Bitcoin fortune worth $220 million. And he can't remember the password to access it. Apparently, he wrote it down years ago on a piece of paper that is now long gone. We've all been there, right? The password unlocks a hard drive called an iron key, which holds the account information to his 7,000 Bitcoin stash. They're worth about $40,000 apiece now. It was worth next to nothing then. Now it's worth even more than Lou Dobbs. But the hard drive's got a limit of 10 login attempts before the info gets erased forever. And he's only got 2 attempts left. He's been trying to remember the password for 9 years, but has made peace with losing the money, they say. Hollywood producers say the same thing every time they reboot the Terminator franchise. But don't feel sorry for this guy. He says he's already has more money than he knows what to do with. Michael, I mean, $220 million bucks. Two tries left. Is this your nightmare?
It is. This is the total and complete nightmare. You've got all, everything's on the line. You've only got a couple chances left. This is like the fight you have with your girlfriend, you know, when she's super angry and you don't know why. And she's like, if you don't know why, I'm not going to tell you. So you only have so many guesses to figure it out and save the relationship. I'll tell you right now, it's never, did you lose weight? That's not the answer. You're not going to get your Bitcoin.
Stay away
that.
From that one. That's yeah. Password 1234.
I feel, I swear, wouldn't that be hilarious if that's what it was? If this guy's password was password 1234?
It could be.
I should try.
Well, Dagan, you know, Greg's big thing is robots. Bitcoin, I love. I mean, it's sophisticated. We can go into Bitcoin. We're not here to talk about Bitcoin. But these password keys are really complex, and only one person in the world has them. Should he just write off the money if it's been 9 years?
I think he already is writing it off because he's good looking enough. He can get some action without needing to be worth
worth $220 million, but I'm not.
I'm very confused. At the end of the day, isn't that what it's about?
Is like it is about, but it's $220 million. For that kind of money, I should be able to fly to another universe and meet the first fertile thing that's out there and be like, I got 220. You know what I'm saying? What do you want to do? That's that kind of money. It's different. It's not people anymore.
But he doesn't have it.
He doesn't have it anymore. I can't even deal with this story. I literally disown family members over missing my keys. If my keys and wallet are gone, first I'll check the same pillow 3 times. Then I'll start to walk fast around the house, right? People know, get out of the way. Then if you're in my vision, you. You were looking at my keys yesterday. What'd you do with them? You're always touching my stuff. Your mother wanted you. I didn't. And this is why, because you'd come back to steal my keys. And it will graduate to the point where I will form a militia to find my stuff because somebody broke into my house just to get my keys. That's how far I go with that. $220 million, I probably would have eaten the machine already.
But then where are your keys? Where you left them?
You know what?
Yeah.
Yes. But this is worse because I left him somewhere 9 years ago. Like, I would implode from the inside. It would be awful.
What if this is a scam? What if this is a scam?
How could it be a scam?
Hey, I've got $220 million in Bitcoin, but I forgot the password to get in there. If you could just loan me a couple mil to get me by. Oh, I'm totally worth it.
Classic Gutfeld right there.
But apparently he's made a bunch of other money on Bitcoin as well. So he says he's got more money than he's got to do with. Tyra says he would try to eat the hard drive. What would you do after 9 years? I mean, you try to hire the best hacker in the world, say, I'll give you $100 million in Bitcoin if you can get me in?
God, I mean, that's a great idea. This thing gives me such anxiety because, first of all, the reason that I've been locked out of Twitter since early last year is because of a password issue. I can't even remember my password to my own email, and I can't even work the remote control. So everything about this is like my complete failures all wrapped up into one to the tune of $222 million. And the thing about Bitcoin is that they say that, 20% of their Bitcoin holders have forgotten their passwords.
Or they're dead.
So he's not alone. I mean, there's allegedly billions of dollars just sitting unclaimed. So I feel like somehow that needs to be the point of the story.
I mean, they're like giant treasure chests on desert islands that no one's ever going to find. Dagan, you do money. I mean, this is totally different. This
Curse
is not
from Oak Island stuff. Yeah,
this is that. Exactly. This is not asks an administrator for your password. This is it's gone. I mean, Bitcoin is different that way.
Yes, it is gone. And I forgot my 4-digit numerical code to my iPhone once.
Ooh,
and
that seems difficult.
Once it's gone, once it's gone, it's just gone.
It's gone.
And I locked myself. I had to go buy a new phone.
You are blowing my mind.
And then she'll remember the number on her new phone.
Did you truly randomize the number? Like it wasn't a birthday or a special number?
No. It wasn't a special number. It was a random, but I just forgot it. And I.
We're all just too clever now.
When it's gone, it's gone.
That's true.
It was gone.
He needs to sell these two off. I just thought of it. He can make some money in the backside. Because here's the deal. When you say I have more money than I can ever deal with, and you say the amount you don't have, means you don't have any money. Because he'd be like, what are you talking about? I got $46 billion in my bank. $22 million. This guy's like, I got enough money to live off on. That's him you know, that's like when your girl leaves you for your brother, and they're like, "Well, I didn't really want. We were more friends anyway." It was kind of like when I came home from work, and they were, you know, on the family table together. That's when I realized, you know what, this works. I'm just gonna get my stuff. But I forgot my car key.
Worked. Yeah, yeah. I think you should try to sell it to somebody for like $5 million, saying, "Hey, you got two chances. Hire the best person. Get something out of it."
It's a TV show.
All right, we got to wrap it up right there. I want to thank Michael Loftus, Emily Campagno, Dagan McDowell, and Tyrus. Greg is back next week. I'm Pete Hegseth. I'll see you next time. We love Greg Gutfeld. He loves America.
Chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.